Hachanus, but all right. Today's daf is Tzadik Hey. We are holding Tzadik Dalet on the base. Probably about between 15 and 20 lines in the bottom. The line starts with the word v'yayos v'yase evus.
Ends with the word ish, doesn't it?
Not further up. Ends with the word oil.
I got you.
Where we left off yesterday. Okay, so we're still talking about Sancheriv, the war with Sancheriv. Hashem will remove his burden from your shoulders, and his yoke from your neck, and he'll get rid of the yoke from in front of the oil. In other words, the oil will conquer the yoke. So what's the oil? What are you talking about? Oil? The oil of Chizkiyahu will conquer the meanness and rottenness of Sancheriv. What did Chizkiyahu do? So you delik, but the midrashes. He took oil and he lit lamps, shem and lamoir, you know, in the shul and the Beis Hamedrash, so that people could learn. So the learn the Torah, the Indian in Chizkiyahu's times was Torah, learning Torah, and that it was able to withstand the threat of Sancheriv. Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We looked yesterday. So what did Chizkiyahu do besides putting oil in the Beis HaMedrash? Na'at cherev al pesa Beis HaMedrash. He stuck a sword at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash. Va'amar, and he said, Kol mi she'en yesek b'teri yedokah b'cherev. So whoever doesn't learn Torah should be impaled by this sword. So then they checked to see if it was working, the policy. Bodku midon val Beersheva, they checked it out from Don to Beersheva, that means from the north to the south, roughly. V'lo motzu amoritz, and they couldn't find an amoritz. Wow, can you imagine? Megeves var Antipras, and they searched from Geves to Antipras. V'lo motzu tinuk v'tinoikus, they couldn't even find a little kid, ish v'isha, and certainly not an adult, lo hayu biki in Bilchus Tumah v'Tara, who are not experts in the laws of Tumah and Tara.
In other words, his public education system.
Public education works pretty well. Well, Loisei Hadur Huayma, regarding that generation, it says, V'hoya v'yemahu, and it will be in that day, Yichye Ish Eglas Bokar, or Yichaya Ish, maybe. My eyes aren't so good this morning. Shtei Tzoyin,
V'hoyma. This is a way to educate people.
That's right. To stick a sword in front of them and say, you don't learn, that's it. V'hoyma, V'hoya v'yemahu, Yiyye Kol Mokam Ashayyye Sham Elav Geffen Be'elav Kesef, any place where you'll go and the price of you'll get 1,000 vines for $1,000, live it for the animals. What do you mean by that? Even though it's cheap, there was people weren't interested in food or bargains or whatever, they were only interested in learning Torah. Then he said that they will gather the spoils of Sancheriv like the spoils of a locust. Chastil is a type of a locust. Amal hem novel Yisrael, so the Navi says to them, this is Yishayahu, right? Yishayahu says to them, Isfu shlalchem, go and collect the spoils, you know, you deserve it. Amrullah, lavzoi zay lachlik, they said, do we get to keep it, or we have to give it to the tax, you know, public, to the, give it to the public. He said it's like locusts collecting. Just like when a locust come, it's every locust for himself. Didn't realize that, but it is. He said the spoils you'll take, every man for himself. Whatever you take, you keep it. They said to him, hang on a sec. Some of that money is gezel. Because previous to this whole story, this is of course when Sancheriv was trying to conquer Yerushalayim and he got knocked back. But previous to that, he'd already conquered the 10 tribes. So he would have had from their money and possessions amongst his booty. So if we now go and take the spoils, what we're doing is we're receiving stolen goods because it's the stuff that belongs to the 10 tribes. So how can we take it? Amal Hami told him, Mamesha gave him Shekikba, it is like ditches of water. Gavi means water. It's like a pond of water. Ma gavim halalu, just like a pond of water. Ma'alim esadim etum al-tara. It makes like you go to the mikveh, so it makes a person who was tamei becomes toher. Similarly, the money of a Jew, you're not allowed to steal the money of a Jew. But once a guy takes it, it's not considered his money anymore. Now it's the guy's money, so it's pure in the sense that if you end up with it, it's not considered taking stolen stuff from another Jew. Kid Rav Papa is in the brackets, like Rav Papa, Damar Rav Papa, Amen Amoyev Torah B'Sichah, just like the land of Amen Amoyev, which the Jews were not allowed to conquer the land of Amen Amoyev, because Amen Amoyev were the daughters of Loit, and they were promised not to take it, but once Sichah and I conquered it, so then it became enveloped in the land of the Amorim. So it became Ois Amen Amoyev, and it became Amorim, and therefore they could conquer it. Amar Rav Huna says, Esa Masois, Nasa Isir Rasha Basayem, that Rasha Sancheriv, he traveled 10 super stops on that day, like on the train system. Shanemar. Ba'el Ayis Aver Ba'el Ayis, he came to Ayis Ava B'Migroin, he passed through Migroin, La Michmash Yafkid Kalov, he left his Kalim in Michmash, Avru Mabara, Geva Molain Lanu, that was a place where he stayed, Harada Harama Givat Shaul. That's down the end. You'll be the next one. Nasa Tzalik, Shal Nasa. So those are all different places. Tzalik Kelech Bas Galim, and the pasuk then continues that your voice should rejoice. Bas Galim Hakshivi, Laisha Ania Anasais Nadadam Dimona Yeshrei Hagavim Heizu. So that's all a very nice pasuk. So they went down to from Givat Shaul down to Dimona. So all of those are 10 places in there. In the brackets where he has Ereyem ben Evlam, we're going to talk about later, and it doesn't belong here. Okay, so the Gemara asks, first of all, if you look at any word in that sentence I didn't understand, we're assuming it's the name of a place. So therefore, he says, Hani Tuva Havin, it's more than 10. You said he went 10 travels, but it was more than 10. So he answers, from Tzali Kelech onwards, that's not included. Tzali Kelech Bas Galim is Novi Hudaka Amal Leleknas Yisrael. That's the Novi talking to the Yidden. Tzali Kelech Bas Galim. What do you mean Bas Galim? Why does he call him a daughter of Galim? Gal is usually a wave or a pile is a gal usually. So what do you mean Bas Galim? Bita Shel Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. You are the daughter. Knesset Yisrael is often referred to in female sense as a makabel. So the daughter of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. She also mitzvahs kegalei hayom. They did mitzvahs as many as the waves of the sea. So that's what he's comparing to. And so the rest of that sentence. Hakshiv Elisha means listen for the lion. What do you mean listen for the lion? Mehai Eloiti Stafi, do not be afraid of Sancheriv, because he ain't going to win. But Ella Istafi Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, who you should be afraid of is the lion, which is the Nebuchadnezzar, who was going to come later and attack and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he was compared to a lion. That's what he means. Elisha means is a word for lion. Be afraid of the lion. The muscle ka'aryeh, he is a muscle means moshel, he is compared to a lion. Shemar Allah Arim Yisubcha, it says that a lion came up from his jungle and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's that. So that posuk of Tali, Kelech, etc., from there on he's saying, Akshiv Elisha, that's not counted in the 10 masois. Okay, so then the Gemara says, what's the rest of the posuk? The posuk then continued after the Akshiv Elisha, then it said, Ania Anosois. That means an answer from Anosis, top of the page. What's Anosis? So the only time anyone ever heard of Anosis is because that's where Yirmiyahu came from. It means Asir Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu misnabi Allah may Anosis, that Yirmiyahu will come and he will testify about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was going to happen many years later. And yeah, so that pasuk is talking about this whole part of the pasuk is talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which will happen later, which will have the lion of the Nebuchadnezzar, which will be prefaced by the prophecies of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, who came from a place called Anosis. That's why it says, Osir Yirmiyahu Michlukiyo Misnabe Alomi Anosis. Yirmiyahu will prophecy regarding this from the town of Anosis. Dechsiv Divre Yirmiyahu Michlukiyo Minakoyinim Asherba Anosis Be'erbetz Binyamin. That's the very first sentence in the Sefer of Yirmiyahu, which we read during the 3 weeks appropriately, prophesying the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's what that pasuk's about. So the Gemara, first of all, side question. You said that when it says in that pasuk, Laish, it means the Nebuchadnezzar, because he's compared to a lion. So hang on. Midami, Hasam, Ari. When it talks about Nebuchadnezzar, Allah Arye Misufchai. So Ari is the name, is the word that we usually think of when we say lion. Yeah, so that talks about Ari. Hacha Laish, she was a Laish. She must be some different kind of animal. Says Rabbi Yechonon, I'm gonna bechon a name. Shisha Shemus Yesh Lari. The lion has six names, and they're all the same. It's all the same creature, just different names they called him. Eluhain, Ari, Kefir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, and Shachatz. They all mean lion. Okay, so that solves that problem. Now, let's go back to that pasuk with the 10 stops in it. So we decided, the first problem was there's too many, and we said, oh no, the second part of that pasuk is all talking about the brut nevuah, about the churban. So if you go back to the bit before that, is Ihachi Abazoi, Botzulahu. You've only got nine. Up until that part of Kal of Tzali Kolech, there's only nine places mentioned. So he says, Avru and Mabora is Tartininu. It doesn't mean he passed to Mabora. It means it's two different places, one called Avru and one called Mabora. So that's two, so you get 10 altogether. Okay, full stop. Then the pasuk continues, My Od HaYom B'Nov Lamed. Then the next bit is over Od HaYom B'Nov Lamed. The Haftorah of Achon Shal Pesach this is the one about Mashiach. Yeah, isn't this one about Mashiach? We have the Chayter and etc. Od HaYom B'Nov Lamed. So, what on earth is that talking about? What's the day back in the day of Noiv? So it says the day of Noiv is still to stand. What on earth does that mean? So Amar Rav Huna, Oisei HaYom. That day that Sancheriv came and sieged Yerushalayim was Nishtayer. That day was left as a punishment, Me'avayna Shal Noiv, from the sin of Noiv. So what happened was, very briefly, David HaMelech, when he was running away from Shaul, as he was for quite a while, he came to the city of Noiv, which was a Koyanim city. The Koyanim used to have their own city. He lived in the city, and he went to the city of Noiv, and he came and he asked for food and whatever. He was a refugee, so he said, I need refugees' rights, and they gave him to eat. They gave him from the lechem upon him, even, I think. And what happened was, they protected him. So Shaul, at the time, who was trying to kill him, he decided that if those Novites are going to protect and help David, my enemy, I'm going to wipe him out. So he ended up killing out the city of Noivir Akonim. So for a punishment for that Avera, there was different punishments. But there was one day left when God was working out his punishments, Seder. So he said, okay, we need to have this much punishment. And he crossed off the list. And he thought, you know, I got one day left of punishment to do it. I haven't done yet. So that day when Sancheriv came was one day that was left when the Yidden were ripe for punishment, I guess you'd say.
But is that a punishment to Shaul? Shaul's law is gone by then.
It was a punishment for Klal Yisrael. It was collective punishment. Which as we'll see, with David HaMelech was even worse. Amrlei, so his Amrlei Kaldoi, his horoscope stargazers, told Sancheriv, "I azalta ha'idna yichaltalei." You know how they say, "Is it worth getting out of bed this morning or something?" So if you'll go today and attack Yerushalayim, you will win, because today is the day that's left over from the punishment of Noiv, and God will let you punish them, and therefore today is the day. The Eloi, if you don't do it today, lo yachaltele, then bad luck. It's today or nothing. So what happened was, so he heard that, so he got all excited. Is urcha de boy leskuya basara yomi, a trip that should have taken him 10 days, saga b'chad yomi, he did it in one day. That's the 10 stops that he did. That means in between each stop was really a day's journey. So it should have taken him 10 days to get from wherever he was to Yerushalayim. But he was so excited to go. He went on the very fast train, and he got there in one day. Unfortunately, he exhausted himself.
He got a speeding ticket,
or he knocked himself out running so fast. Is kimata l'Yerushalayim when he came to Yerushalayim, shadalei bistarki. So they put some cushions under him so he could climb up and have a look at Yerushalayim. So they came. Yerushalayim is a walled city. We're talking about, you know, the old city of Yerushalayim. So he got to the walls and he wanted to have a peek and see what's this Yerushalayim. He'd never seen it before. So they put underneath him.
Rashi says it's a tuffet, like Little Miss Muffet.
Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, right? Okay. So they put a tuffet under him, Ad Salik for Yossi Me'ilu Shura, until he was able to get on top of the wall of Yerushalayim. They didn't have the stairs now, that they have now.
They put him on a phone book so he could see.
Yeah, basically. Ad Chazu Alakul Yerushalayim, so he could look in and see the whole Yerushalayim. Kechazya Izutaben, and when he saw it, he said, "That's it. It's so small. This was the whole Yerushalayim that I'm going with Shuga about all these years." Omar, he said, "Alei dohi kartu Yerushalayim. This is the city of Yerushalayim. Dallah argishis kol mashayosi, that I got so excited, all of my efforts, and I got all my people to come. Dallah kafshis kol matins. I conquered the whole country just to get to Yerushalayim, and this is it. Halahi zeira. It is small. V'chalisha mikol krachi amamaya the kavishis. It's the weakest and smallest of all the cities of all the nations that I've conquered." Yeah. Is so. Biskayf Yadi, that I conquered with the strength of my hand. I've conquered every city in the world, and I come here, and Yerushalayim is the big famous place. And look at it; it's a tiny little nothing. Yeah, is Allah. So he got up. He was sitting on top of the fence, looking at it, and just shaking his head, going, "Yeah, like that." Mayvul umaisi biyadi. And he was just sort of dismissing with it, you know, waving his hand at it, like brushing it off. Al tur beis mikdash, the betzia and the har tzia, the mountain of the beis mikdash, ve'al azrasa and the azar b'shalayim, is Omri. So his soldiers or his advisors said to him, "Nishtu be'yad ha'idna." Well, we still have. We better get stuck into it. Let's knock it off today. And Zamalahu, he said, "Tamhisu lomachar, tamhisu. I'm too." I don't think it's a good idea. I'm in doubt. I'm wondering whether it's a good idea because I'm tired. I slept all this way, 10 days journey I did in one day. I'm exhausted. Let's leave it tomorrow. I know, but he forgot that bit.
He's just had a big trip.
Yeah, but no, because he came and saw how tiny it was, and he thought, "What am I worried about? I can knock this. I can knock this place off in a minute. So what do I need to worry about it?"
But stupidity, because he did it in one day.
No one ever committed a crime without doing something.
Because that's what they told him.
No one ever committed a crime without doing something stupid, right? As Lamachar, so he said to them, "Tomorrow, tomorrow you'll take care of it because it's very easy. I want each one of you to bring me a brick from the walls because it'll be so easy to knock over. You'll each take a brick out of this flimsy wall and you'll bring it to me." Okay. A piece of the wall. It's called an Evan Ruah. Evan Ruah. So I want you to take a brick out of the wall, and you will give it to me tomorrow. Is Miyad? So that night. So they didn't attack that night. He blew it. He didn't attack, and they camped outside the city. And what happened? He was Vayhi Balailahu. So that night, Vayetze Malach Hashem, came out the angel of Hashem. Vayach B'machane Yashur. And he smote in the camp of Asher, 185,000 people, soldiers, whatever they were. The famous statement.
They woke up
in the morning and they were all dead.
At the end of the day.
That's what it says. They woke up and they were dead. I didn't make this up.
Those who woke up found the dead all around them.
Yeah. Amar Papa says, Papa, Haina da Amriinchi, that's what people say. Boss dinner, bottle dinner. When you're having an argument with somebody, if you don't punch his head in today, once you spend overnight, it's going to dissipate because you loses the whole steam, you know. If you let an argument go overnight and you sleep on it, you get up in the morning, it just won't be the same.
It'll fizzle out.
You got to get in, strike while the iron's hot. Yeah, so that's it. Okay.
We see Baruch Hashem arguments go on for generations. You know?
Now, they're new ones each day. Mechadish Mitzvah, B'chol Yom Tov, and you get a new one each next day. Okay, now we go to, because we talked about Noiv, we completely distract ourselves for half a page, and we talk about something completely different, which happens to have the word Noiv in it. Okay, and that is Yishbi B'Noiv. While we're on the topic of Noiv, Yishbi B'Noiv was a guy called Yishbi from Noiv, and he was a brother of Goliath, from the famous story of David and Goliath. His brother was called Yishbi B'Noiv. And it's because we talked about Oid Hayoim Ben Noiv, we talked about Noiv, the city of Koyanim, so we mention this also, even though it's not particularly connected to what we talked about before. Asher Bilidei Harifa, who was a child of Harifa. Now, if you look in the story of Rus, you'll find there Orpah, right? Which was the, she was the other daughter-in-law of Naomi, right? There was Orpah, and she was a Moabite, and her son was Goliath. Goliath.
Goliath of Gath.
Goliath of Gath was her son, and Yishuv was her other son. They were brothers. Mishkal Kino was Shleshmes, Mishkal Necheshes, his armor was 300, weighed 300 copper or something or others. Chagach Hadasha, and he had a big belt. And what happened was, he had a new belt, and he was all armed up, dressed to kill. So he decided he wants to kill David. Now, Maiva Yishvi ben Noiv, why is he called Yishvi ben Noiv? So we're talking about Noiv. Where does he? What's he got to do with Noiv? She didn't name him Yishvi ben Noiv. He became called Yishvi ben Noiv. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Isha Bo Aliske Noiv. It's because he, his efforts to conquer David. That's right. Ishbi Menoiv, yeah, that's exactly right. But it was to do with Noiv. What was to do with Noiv? Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, because Hashem said to David, Ad Masa Yia Oven Zeh Tomen BeYadcha. For how long are you going to have this sin that's hanging hidden in your hand? Means that you haven't atoned and made up for this sin. What was the sin? Because of you, see what happened? David was going desperate for food, and they gave him food, and Shaul wiped them out. And David got blamed for it. It's because of you, David, you put them in danger, because they didn't realize that you were running away from the king. That was the other thing. They didn't know it was David running away from Shaul. They thought he was just some stranger, some traveler who needs some food. So he says, because of your deception, because of you, the whole city of Noiv was wiped out. Because of you, now don't forget that Doeg HaDoimi was the one who said that he's hiding in Noiv. He was the one who dobbed him in, him and the city, to Shaul. So because of you, Shaul Zechfor, Doeg HaDoimi dobbed in David HaMelech, and Shaul came and wiped him out. And David is getting blamed because through that, Doeg ended up having
machshil,
had a downfall because he was machshil. Yeah, he enticed Doeg to do this thing, and they have caused him to do that, so therefore it's his fault. And eventually the whole thing led to the fact that Shaul was killed, because then Shaul went berserk, and all the whole story ended up with Shaul being killed and Shaul's children being killed. It's all your fault, says Hashem to David HaMelech. So I'm giving you a choice of punishment. Either we will wipe out your descendants and you won't have descendants, or I'll give you over to your enemies. I'd rather you given over to my enemies than my children should be destroyed.
Did David have children at this stage?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. We'll see what happens in the end.
He died in his bed. This is in youth. This is when he was very young. He was on the run from Shaul. This is before he became king.
No, but this story, he was already king. No, in this story with Yishvi ben Noiv, he was already king.
Okay.
Yeah. This was later. Is Yoy Mechad Nafik Lisker Bazoy? One day he went out hunting, as kings do. He went out in the field and he was doing a hunting expedition. Asa Satan, the Satan came along, Ve'idmilei Ketavya, and it made himself in the shape of a deer. So David went hunting this, what he thought was a deer. Pasak Begira, he shot an arrow, Ve'lo Matyan, it didn't hit. And so he kept chasing it. Moshe Adamtiye Le'eretz Plishtim. And he was chasing it. He didn't realize where it was going. And he went into, he went past the Arab, he went over the green line. And he ended up in Gaza, and he didn't know where he took a wrong turn.
That's where Goliath come from. That's
right. He took a wrong turn chasing the deer, and he ended up in Gaza. Because Yishuv ben Noiv saw him, Amar, Hainu, Haidu, Kata, the Goliath. Oh, so he's sitting there, goes, oh, he's the guy who killed my brother Goliath. Kavsei, so he caught him, he tied him up, Kamtei, and he folded him in half. And he went and put him under the Beis Abad, the olive press where you press the olives. He stuck it up. It was like one of those Batman episodes where he sticks him in a trap, and then you try to, and then
to be continued.
And he's lying under the olive press, and Yishbi goes and he sits on top of it to press down to smush David. It's Avile Nisa, so a miracle happened, and Machale Aram Itosei. And the land became soft underneath, and he, instead of being squashed, he just went into the land. There was a little groove a groove was formed out of the land so he could be under there.
It's
very difficult to understand this, because it was Hashem's punishment that he should be fall in the hands of his enemies, and then a miracle happens so he doesn't get killed. And that's why David HaMelech wrote, "Tilim tarchiv tzadi tachtev le'modu karsulai," that you widen my place underneath me, and so I didn't get squashed. Hahu yoyma pandam al Shabbat ahava. That day happened to be Erev Shabbos, so here it's late on Friday. Avishai ben Tzruya have a kachay freshay. So Avishai ben Tzruya was in the shower washing his hair, as you do Friday afternoon. But Dalit Garbi Demaya, by the way, he took 4 barrels of water to wash his hair. He was a big bloke. Yeah. Is Chazino Kismed Doma, he saw bloodstains in the water. And he thought, hang on, something's funny here. And Ika Damri, some say, Asa Yoina, that a bird flew into the shower. Itchiv Kameh, and the bird sort of flopped in front of him and was displaying signs of distress. So Avishai, this was like a simon. So Avishai thought, this is unusual. Omar, he said, Knes Yisrael le Yoinim, so the Bnei Yisrael are compared to a dove. Shenemer Kanfe Yoina bin Nechma Bekesef, the wings of the dove covered in silver, it refers to the Yidin. Shmami no, it must be, why am I getting these signs that a dove is in trouble? It must be David Malkut Yisrael, but Sarah, sorry. It must be that David HaMelech is in trouble somewhere. This is like a superhero here. Like, the dove came, and it was the bat signal. So we need to come and something must be wrong. You know, this is a job for...
Skippy?
No. This is a job for Avishai to come and rescue... David HaMelech is in trouble. I better go and rescue him. Is also the basis. So he went to David HaMelech's house, first of all, to see if he's okay. V'loyashkechem, and he wasn't home. Because he was under the olive press with Yishbi. Omar, so he said, I have to go and find him. How am I going to find him? The best thing will be, if I'll get on his horse will just go and find him. That's right. It's Tanan, but we learned in a Mishnah. In Reich ben al Susa, you're not allowed to ride on the king's horse. V'en Yesh ben al Kisa, you're not allowed to sit on his chair. V'en Mishdamshi b'shavita, you can't use his staff. So that's all normally. But b'shas sakon amai, what about when his life's in danger? Am I allowed to use his horse? Is Asa, but he had time to go and ask in the Beis HaMedrash. Asa Shaul ben Medrash, he went to ask the Shaul in the Beis HaMedrash, can I use his horse? Amro Le B'shasa Kana Shapra Dom. Yeah, it's Mutter, go ahead. Rachvil the Prada, so he drove his horse. V'kam v'ozul.
This is
mule, yeah? His mule. V'kam v'ozul. And he was going. Kaf Tzalayara. And he had Kefitas HaDerech. He got there really quickly. B'hadei Tzakam Mazgi. And while he was coming, Chazjala Arpa Imei, Davis Novla, he saw that Arpa, the mother of Yishbi Benoi, was sitting there weaving, because that's what women always did in those days, they sat weaving. Kichazisai, when she saw Avishai coming, Pasakta Lepilcha, she pulled out the weaving stick, what's it called?
The knitting needle,
and Shadata Yaluya, and she threw it at Avishai, Savra Lemiktale, she thought she'll kill him with her knitting needle. Amralei, Elam, and she called to him and she said, young man, I see Li Plach, bring me back my needle. That slipped out of my hand. What did he do? He thought, there's only one way to handle this. Paske Bresh Michael Vakali, he picked it up and he brought it to her, right? And he stuck it into her brain and killed her. So that was the end of her. When Yishbinov saw Avishai coming, Omar, he thought, oh, hash to have a bay train, but cottonly. Now there's two of them, it's two against one. This isn't fair. There's two of them now. Now they're going to kill me. I have to even the odds. Poske le David le Elov. So he threw David into the air, as you do. He's a big guy. You know, he's like Goliath's brother. So he took David HaMelech, threw him into the air. While he was up in the air, he stuck his sword underneath where he was going to land. Omar, and he said, Nefa levenit, let him fall on the sword and be killed. So that was his plan. As Amar Avishai Shem. So Avishai said God's name, some kind of Kabbalistic thing he did with Hashem's name. And Ukmi the David ben Shmaya la'ara. He stopped him in midair. So instead of falling on the sword, David HaMelech's now
floating
in the air above the sword. So he's up there. And Avishai and Yishbi are down here. And so, we're a bit of a stalemate. So the first question is, why didn't David HaMelech himself just say the shame? And rescue himself. That's nice music. As the Gemara, Ein Chavish Maitzi Atzebes Asurim. The person who's in jail cannot rescue himself. That means that when a person's in trouble, even if he normally would have the ability to save himself, but things go wrong, and he's not in the right frame of mind, so therefore he needs somebody else to help him and schlep him out of it. So he couldn't say the shame, he wasn't able to concentrate, whatever, and therefore it needed someone else, and Avisha had to do it. Okay. So David HaMelech is hanging in the air, and Avisha is looking up, and he says to him, "My boy Sachal, what are you doing hanging around over here?" So he says to him, "This is what Hashem offered me, a choice of falling to my enemies or my kids being destroyed. And my answer was, I want to fall on my hands of my enemies, and here I am." So Avishai said to him, "Switch your prayer. Change the deal. Take curtain number two. You don't want to have this.
Take the box.
Take the money or the box. You want to have instead Barbarach Kira Lisbon. About your kids, let your grandkid be selling pumpkins. V'at lo tzar. Don't put yourself and your enemies and have tzar from that. So you should have chosen the other choice," he says to him. So he says to me, "Okay, if I have to swap around the tefillah, it's a bit hard while I'm hanging in the air like this. Maybe you'll help me and we'll daven together."
What's Yishbi doing while all this?
He was just going like that. As Hainu Dichsiv. So that's what the pasuk says. Vayazalei Avisha b'tzuya. Avisha helped him with his prayers. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav she'ozer b'tfila. He helped him with the prayers. Amar Avisha Hashem. So eventually Avisha thought, okay, that's enough hanging in the middle of the air. So he said Hashem again. Ve'achsen, he brought him down, not on top of the sword, obviously. He brought him down further away from the sword. Havakarodif pasraya. So Yishbi Benoiv now snaps out of his stupor and starts chasing them. Kimata Kubi, while they're running away, they came to a place called Kubi. So they thought maybe it's a Simon Omri Kumbe. They said, "Let's stop and we can fight. There's two of us against one of him." But nevertheless, they didn't want to. They were too worried, and therefore they kept going. Kimata Betray, they came to a place called Betray. Omri Betray Guryan Katlula Arya. Two arrows can kill the lion. So they thought, now this is a place where we can make a stand. We're going to fight against him. So he comes. So Yishui Benoiv turns up, and David and Avishai are standing there. It's Omri. So they started with the first thing you do is you insult him. You target the enemy's
captain. They call it not trash talking. They call it,
you call it like
sledging.
Sledging. You start off with sledging before you start the war. And they said, "Zil ishtakach la'arpa'imech bekivra." Go look, your mother's dead. You start with his mother always. It's ki adkir l'shmadi ime. When they mention the name of his mother, kachashchela hitake got weakened. So the sledge worked, and Yishbi lost his mojo. V'katle, and they killed him. And that's what it says. Oz nishpu anche David lo lema. That's when the people of David swore to him, saying, "We don't want you to go out to war with us anymore. Not to put out the candle of Israel. In other words, we don't want you to be in danger anymore. You stay home. Let us fight the battles." Okay. Now we talked about kvitzas aderech tana rabbanan shleisha kaftalem. There were three who made a express journey where the land just sort of jumped to them and they got somewhere very fast. Eliezer Eved Avram, Yaakov Avinu, and Avisha ben Tzruya. What were the stories? Avisha ben Tzruya had Damar in the story we just said. Eliezer Eved Avraham, what happened with him? He was sent to go and find Rivka as a shidduch for Yitzchak. When he got to Haran, he says, "I came today to the well." What do you mean, "I came today"? Of course he came today. What else? Lememra, what he meant to say was, the same day that he left home in Be'er Sheva, he got to Haran in one day. And the third one was Yaakov Avinu. As the pasuk says, "Vayetze Yaakov be'er Sheva v'yelech Haran." Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and came to Haran. Uksiva Yifka b'mokim. He came to the place suddenly. Vayolan Shom, and he spent the night there. Kivu Hashemesh, because of the sunset. What happened was, "Vayelech Haran." He actually got to Haran first. Normal travel. Yeah, sub warp speed. He got to Haran. It's kimata l'charan. When he got to Haran, so he traveled all the way to Haran. Omar, he says, "Efter avarti al mokim shespalu biavoisa ivanila yispalalti boy." Could I have passed by the shul where my parents daven? I didn't daven there in Beis Kel where Avram and Yitzchak davened, and I went right past it and I didn't stop and daven. So I thought I better go back and daven there. Boy l'mehedar. So he decided to go back. Given the hira, but daita l'mehedar. As soon as he decided in his mind to go back, kafta layara. So he had kfitas aderech. The land jumped. And Miyad immediately Vayikum Mokim. That's why he suddenly turned. Suddenly he was there. As soon as he thought of leaving Haran and going back to Basel, suddenly he was there. Dovarah. And another explanation: Ein Pegia Elat Filat Pegia means Davening Shenem Raviyatz Al Tispalo Badom Azer. Don't daven for this people. Al Tisa Badom Mina Vetzfil Al Tifkabi means don't daven. Okay, so what did Yaakov do? Vayol and Shom. He spent the night there. Kivu Hashemesh because the sun set. What do you mean? Busted at Soli. So he went back to Basel, and he got there really quickly. And he davened. He said, I don't know what he said there. He davened mincha. And then boil him a hadr. So he thought, okay, now I'll go back to Choron. But so he was going to leave. It was still daytime. He came now to my home, in Beis Kel, and he davin, you potable elin, he's going to nick off without even spending the night here. So the sun set suddenly in the middle of the day, so Yaakov would spend the night there. The sun shone for him. It's just shone for him. The sun was shining for everybody. The sun which set for him, then shone for him. Okay, so that was that. Oh, man. I think we're going to have to stop here. We'll try to catch up tomorrow.